Live streaming and recording.
Live streaming and recording, I always forget that. Okay, so we have to call the meeting to order, is that right? Okay.
I serve.
All right, and we have to, did you get a copy of the minutes from last meeting?
I did not get a copy of January, no.
Okay, so will you CC David? We'll forward that to you just for your reference.
December, but not January.
Oh, okay. So Dale, do you accept the minutes from the past meeting?
I do. Accept them wholeheartedly.
Can I second that? Yes, I can. Okay, great. So we will begin. We have agendas. I have an agenda if you'd like to, in the back room.
Thank you.
So unfortunately, Holly's not here and Hillary's not here. Hillary's in town but ill. Did not want to share it with us, thankfully.
And Holly is out of town.
Right. Hopefully Michael's on his way.
Right.
So we have named this 2020 the year of the tree. A lot of the activities that will come, we will be engaging in are around trees. And the first of those is a desire to craft a tree ordinance, which governs the planting of trees in the public realm, whether it's street trees or in parks, or and then whether it's homeowners who are wanting to plant them or remove them or somehow alter them, or the city's rules and responsibilities as well. So this is a document that's in progress. We've been passing it about. Dale provided edits last night. Hillary provided some today. Michael did while I was on the train, so I haven't seen those.
I printed those out for you. You want to take them with you?
Sure, I always take them with me. but I would like us to really think about them and react to everyone else's comments. David, I would love your input on that. Because there's a lot there, and it was cut and pasted from other cities' ordinances. So there's some things that probably are not applicable. There's a lot of stuff that really needs to be explained more thoroughly. The definitions really need to be, I haven't looked at those yet that Hillary inserted. So we need to really go through the document and see what needs to be defined. And I mean, nothing here is sacred or set in concrete. So please do think about it. I'd like to have the edits back by the 14th, if that's possible, so that by March, our March meeting, we can have a document that we can really go over and then hand off to Tom and others to look outside this group.
Right.
By March. And if there is someone who would really like to shepherd this, I'd be happy to turn that responsibility over, because it's a big lift.
Shepherd the...
The whole document. To be responsible for all the edits. The 14th of March. So, yes. So, Dale or David, if you decided this was something you were passionate about, I'd be more than happy to relinquish the master document to you.
I'm happy to do it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Terrific. Right.
In that way I can, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. So I have comments of my own that I will add, and also I took notes from our meeting last month, and I'll add those in as comments and then turn that over to you.
Do you have any overarching concerns about language or, you know, that through the whole document?
Well, one thing that we discussed briefly last time was, is it the mayor or is it the common council who sort of oversees this whole thing and gives permission at the different steps and for different activities?
Well, the CAC is a creation of the council, so I guess that would be
the
answer
to
that.
Okay, all right. And then the other kind of big thing was, and this is the second item on the agenda, is the tree board itself.
Yeah, the composition of
the composition of that members is that Hillary. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay.
We're talking about the tree ordinance.
Great.
And Dale has offered to take it on and shepherd it.
I didn't take that away from him.
All right. I added a bunch of comments, which were mostly
organizational and grammatical elements today, but I'd be happy to help out with that if I can.
So I'd like to set a deadline of Valentine's Day for everyone to look at everyone else's comments and just really look at it from beginning to end as a cohesive document so that for our March meeting, we really have a document that we think is pretty solid and then can share with the Common Council and other outsiders for their review.
Great.
So we were also talking about, David asked, like, were there any overarching concerns? And the first one I said, well, is it the mayor or the Common Council that sort of is overseeing this whole thing? And Tom said it should be the Common Council since they oversee the CAC. And then the second thing was the composition of the tree board, which really governs and oversees most of the things within the tree ordinance. The document that you have has seven members. I can't remember how many of that four were voting, but Hillary suggested that it be increased to nine, so that if there are four ex officio members, there can be five voting members, one representing each ward.
Right.
The ex officios, though, are the arborist, DPW, Common Council, and Planning Board members. So the one, the CAC rep, should be a voting member, I think.
Well, I think so, sure.
So that person, whoever it is, will represent one ward, and then we'll need four other lay members from the other wards.
Right.
And those five are the voting members. Does that make sense? Is it okay that those people make the decisions?
Sure. I mean, how often do you think the tree board will meet?
Well, that's a very good question. I was wondering that as I was looking. Perhaps it's when there's a certain number of permits to review. I mean, because that's part of only part of what they do.
Right.
Or maybe there's a subcommittee that reviews the permits on a more frequent basis.
I was wondering if it made sense. Maybe there's a greater mission for the tree board rather than just reviewing permits.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's outlined in here. It's like bigger picture stuff.
So,
a lot of stuff.
I mean, once a month would that seem?
Yeah, I think that would be good for a start.
Oh, yeah, not any more frequently than that, I would think. Yeah. Start with that as a minimal. I mean, because it becomes nine members, right?
Yeah. Right. I mean, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of
people. Need to arrange their schedule around it. And, and several, the ex officio members are all by definition already involved in other city affairs and going to those respective meetings.
So, does it sound appropriate that the permits, which will require more thought and are sort of more specific, something that should be a subcommittee to the tree board?
Could be just a couple of people.
To be determined by the board.
Yeah.
They'll self-select.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be a big group. Somebody can, we can have a checklist of things to be considered in the permit application. Yes, no, yes, no. Perhaps allocate points, whether it meets standard, right kind of tree, the location, and so forth.
Do we want to specify the number of people on this subcommittee? A minimum?
I would propose two.
Three? Two?
Yeah, I was thinking three.
Yeah.
Okay. To meet, frequency as determined by the subcommittee. If there are no permits, then...
Sorry. One thing to consider is, or I'm not sure, when someone wants to plant or take on a tree, how soon are they going to want to hear about their decision? You know what I mean?
Right.
That's why HPC meets as often as it does, because they don't want to hold a building situation.
How often do they meet?
Twice a month. Now it's suggesting you're going to get nine people twice a month. That's a huge
No, no, yeah, but, and you're saying we don't need nine, we would just have 17.
So if two people can
weed it out, yeah, weed it down to a certain amount
twice a month, then you know that's much easier to handle, and it's more likely to be responsive to the need of the citizens.
Right. On the other hand, I don't know how much lead time does somebody need just to decide to take down and plant a tree, you know?
Right, and it's seasonal too.
Right, it's usually not. I can't imagine it being like an emergency situation. Right. Oh, I got to plant a tree tomorrow.
That's right.
But there might be people who want to take down a tree tomorrow. Well, of course, there is an emergency thing.
There's an emergency clause.
Right, clause.
Yeah, I can't imagine that we need to have more than once a month.
Yeah.
And if there's two committee members, and they can always organize an emergency meeting.
Sure.
Well, we can say like a minimum of once a month, or at or as determined by the subcommittee.
Yeah. So we could.
Okay. Any other sort of big questions or concerns in the document that we might want to discuss as a group?
Seems clear. I mean, it's written the way ordinances are written. So.
Yeah, needs a little reorganization in terms of what part of it needs to be in what form, things like that. But that's not thematic, or that's not topical. It's just how it reads best.
Okay, great.
Well,
then maybe by next month we'll have a pretty solid document.
Yeah.
Street tree postcard, Dale.
I have not gotten Galvan Foundation to respond. I'm thinking of maybe just putting one together.
Yeah.
And just having them look at it and bring it to it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'll let that be easier for them to deal with.
Would
probably easier for me to.
Would they pay for it, or do we pay for out of our budget?
I can ask them to pay for it. I think they would. I don't think it would cost that much to pay for it. How the budget is.
Right.
Postcards are really inexpensive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, do you want to describe what this is for Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a postcard advertising that the Street Tree program, where people can apply for a tree planting permit that a tree can be planted in front of their house for free through the Galvan Foundation's program. And it's just kind of a lot of people don't know about it.
So basically people are just asking for a tree to be planted, and Galvan will plant the trees.
Yeah. Right. Or Galvan pays for trees and Pondside plants it. DPW makes if it's in a sidewalk, a paved area, then they'll do the cut out of the sidewalk if it's not conflicting with utilities.
Who's creating the postcards?
Well, that's the question here. We're talking about doing it in coordination with Galvan.
Because Dale's involved.
Yeah.
You coordinate with Galvan.
Yeah. So I review the tree permits currently. And then I go around with them to with Galvan's person to confirm locations and paint them out before DPW comes, confirms it's okay, and that sort of thing. So they task this spring or summer, we'll be going back and reviewing those that have been planted over the last 2 years and to confirm that they're right.
Do they create the card, or are we responsible for creating the card? Or?
Well, they were going to. They said that they'd be happy to create the card or be happy to do it, but I haven't been able to get them to really jump on it. So it seemed like it might be easier for us to create the card and then review it.
What's the timing?
As soon as we can get it done.
There's no deadline.
But later in the agenda, we were talking about Arbor Day, so we were thinking about having an event, and we could hand out the card.
Sure.
Talking about autumn plantings, wasn't that it?
Yeah, because most of us, when they typically do it, is the end of the season.
Because I do have a line to that kind of expertise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
For design.
Would you like to take that on?
Sure.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great.
If you just let me know what has to be on it.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
That'd be great. Yeah. Just rough information.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely take care of that.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah. Okay.
So I could I can send you I can send a sort of an outline of what the information should be.
That would be great. And does this go to basically everybody in town?
Well, we think for tabling events and,
Is it being sent out or just handed out?
I think just handed out and left in places. You can see one right out here, right? Okay. Posted in places.
We talked about possibly it could go in with the water bill.
That's right.
Exactly.
Right.
That's a free distribution mechanism.
Right.
But that would have to be a piece of paper, I would think, because the postcards aren't going to fit in the envelope, right?
Yeah, but we could print it out on regular sheet of paper.
Yeah, that's true. We could have two options,
mm-hmm.
two versions of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Two formats.
So it'd have to fit into a water bill.
Yeah.
Which is a number 10 envelope.
Do you have any sense of how many? Like not, either form at 500?
Well, I think there's 1,700 water bills that go out every month, something like that. So, that would be the target.
Every quarter.
Every quarter, that's right.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. And cards.
500 cards, maybe.
Or 1,000. It's not that much more, is it?
No, it isn't. The difference between those are just.
I think 1,000 is.
Minimal.
Yeah.
And they have one.
Yeah, just for the program, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. You can also get cards done through those online, like 4x6 or.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different firms that do cheap postcards.
Yeah, like Moo. Mood is a fabric store.
That would be terrific.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
So Arbor Day planning. Hillary's not here, but she did follow up on this today. We have been talking. This came out of her grant proposal, which we will not hear about until May. So this is not tied into that, but we had talked about doing something related to trees, since it's near the tree, something on Arbor Day, which is the weekend of April 24th, or that it is on April 24th. But she's talked to the library and has reserved a space for us, the community room, on April 18th to do something, if we would like it. I think it's 1:30 to 3:30 is the time. In her grant proposal, she had suggested we have a forum. I think it's too late to put something like that together, but maybe there's some kind of event around trees that we could put together more easily with a great postcard to hand out. Didn't we talk about maybe a giveaway of some trees or having Cornell Cooperative or something like that involved, or that is an option?
Hmm.
I don't recall that.
Soil and water.
Yeah.
I mean, it's certainly available, so couldn't hurt to have that.
So it is 2.5 months away.
Right. And just the date also lines up with Earth Day, which if I recall, which is the 22nd,
mm-hmm.
That a number of groups are going to be doing stuff around. So there will be, a tension in the air about it. And certainly could be a linkage.
So other than handing out our beautiful postcard, what do we think we could do? in the community room.
To publicize this event?
Or, no, as the event itself.
Oh. What else could the event consist of?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Related to trees.
A lecture.
A lecture, okay. Who do we know who could talk about trees? I mean, we could have Galvin, or Galvin representative, also come and just do a plug for the trees and hand out the cards.
Yeah, go to kickoff for the program,
right.
as a public announcement.
Right.
It would be nice to have some surround to that, which would be preaching the benefits of trees and why you ought to take advantage of this idea.
I know an arborist who's really passionate about trees. He's the one who helped us determine what to do with the Front Street tree planting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if he would do something like a part of that kind of thing, but he might be, you know, sort of slideshow kind of.
Tom's getting close.
Sir?
You might approach Star White House.
I was just thinking that.
And because, you know, they're. We're hiring them for the Brooklyn
right.
Park, but they also, what's her name?
Gail.
Might be interested in doing something also as a way of generating some interest, because maybe they'll be starting their public information by then for the Brooklyn Park.
What's this, Tom? They're our White House?
Yeah, they're the group that's designing Promenade Park under the DRI.
Oh, okay.
And Gail also gave a presentation at a future Hudson event on
right,
street trees.
Exactly.
So she could reprise that and add
mm-hmm.
something to it.
Mm-hmm.
You okay with that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Gail is...
What?
Gail, but we're there. Have you met her?
No.
Yeah, she's at Star White House.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm allowed to.
Sure. Only if you're in certain boundaries.
I was thinking of some sort of like tree identification thing, family-friendly leaves.
Like, do you go out and look at trees, or do you have some kind of document that you're looking at?
Or you can have like a couple of specimens, you know, out on the table.
Okay.
Or a little excursion.
I think that's great. Is that something you could leave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you want, you know, even better, you know, the Hawthorne Valley people are amazing. They might be interested.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I like.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a very nice idea.
Yeah, I mean, you could really focus on the trees that are appropriate for an urban environment.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's,
could use the Galvin list, the tree permit list. And,
right. Yeah.
That would be, that's something you could, and then how do you identify those trees?
Right, I mean, there could all even be like a tree ID tour of like 7th Street Park or...
Yeah,
I don't think there's enough around the library itself,
but going out.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Leading, you could start it there and lead a little tour.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Okay. You'll have to give us your contact info.
Yeah.
All right.
Ecology program?
Yeah, Conrad.
Conrad
Vispo.
Vispo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know him?
Yes.
Would you like to reach out to him?
Sure.
That'd be awesome. Okay. That would be a real coup to have him.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of random ideas popping around my head, but I don't want to take over.
Well,
like a Cooper. I know a Cooper. Maybe you could do a little demonstration of. Using
not a matter of barrel.
That kind of goes away from street trees, but it's kind of cool.
Next year,
okay.
When it's 2.0.
What to do with a dead tree? A barrel out of it. Yeah, that's the ticket.
Well, this is sounding like an interesting event already.
Mm-hmm. Is it Conrad's last name?
Uh,
P-I-S-B-O.
P?
Or P? One of those. P or P, I forget.
And then we'll, of course, need a great invitation.
Yes, we will.
A flyer about this event.
We can do that. Yeah, it's enough to start.
All right.
I think so.
Send them something.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Wonderful. Because not everybody that we mentioned will be necessarily available.
That's true, too.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So let's communicate as we hear from people, and then we'll go from there. Okay. Membership and recruitment.
Mm-hmm. What do you think so far, Tom?
Well, Michael reached out to me and I was like, nope, don't have enough time. And then he said, trees. And I was like, mm-hmm. So, it's a good time to ask me.
Caught your ear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
one meeting a month.
Yeah, no, that sounds good.
And if you say yes, I can get a resolution going for next Tuesday to start the process.
Great. Yeah.
Is that a yes?
Sounds good. Yes. Okay. Official.
I'll do that.
Seven. Yeah. Holly and Hillary.
Right. Five.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good.
And we can have as many as eight.
Nine.
Or nine.
Yeah.
We're
doing well. Okay. So I did see the updated webpage, but I haven't seen a flyer or a notice about recruitment. Were we going to post something on the website? The city's website?
That was the idea, I thought.
Yeah.
Who was going to do that?
Sure. Yeah.
Someone was to contact Michael.
Michael Trinity.
Yeah.
Okay. So one of us should do that?
I've announced it at every meeting.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that.
Great.
I'll reach out to Michael. I did have that note, but I didn't have who it was assigned to.
I'll remind him tomorrow.
Okay. And I guess I could just forward to him on Holly's flyer, right?
Yep.
Okay.
He's good at that.
Where did Holly's flyer appear?
Oh, well, we just passed it around among ourselves.
Oh, okay.
But we should post that
in
places, right?
Just print out a copy.
Wasn't that the worst copy here at City Hall? No.
Well.
And the library and.
Right.
Those places.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Well, I can take that on too. I'll print out some and post them.
Great.
Anything else about membership or recruitment? We still need a chair.
Right.
Still thinking about it. You just came on.
Yeah.
but we do need a chair at some point. So what we've been
Hillary would be great.
Yeah.
What we've been doing is
I nominate Hillary. Since she's not here.
Right.
She keeps saying she's too new, but I think she's not new anymore.
No, that's right.
She needs a new one.
That was the plan.
Yes.
Bring her in and then not let her get out.
Right. So, but what we've been doing so far without a chair is rotating the running of the meetings. So,
and it doesn't really work over the long term.
No. It doesn't. Someone needs to be responsible.
Consistency.
And to drive.
Make sure things are listed and updated.
Yeah.
And we've all seen Hillary is great with emails. So.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
So we do need someone to volunteer to chair next month's meeting. Looking across the table.
I did last month. Michael.
Oh, okay.
Michael could do it.
Michael, okay. And then David could maybe do the next one. Okay.
As soon as I see how it's done.
Okay.
good at her.
I don't know what her schedule is. Anybody have any idea?
Not specifically. I think she's back in Portugal, so.
A little bit free.
And it depends on, you know, the weather back here as to when she needs to get back in the spring. Right.
Right.
So she may not be back until April.
Maybe I'll ping her and just ask her for a schedule. Mm-hmm. This could be a short meeting. Are there any other issues?
Yes, what? Did anyone get in touch with Extension Climate Smart Communities draft resolutions?
Yeah, I think, those were all handled by Kamal.
Take that.
But you did it right away in time for the resolution.
Yeah, those, what they needed was a letter from somebody in authority.
Right.
And
it was too late
from the council as a whole.
So they went right to the mayor.
The mayor was able to fire off what they asked for. We're good on that.
That was done really quickly after the last meeting.
Yes.
I remember that. Okay. Tom, anything else?
No. Public?
No questions?
This is good. Then you know that it can go real fast. Yeah.
That's right.
It's a short group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool,
man.
That'll
do.
Tom Wodab, how's it going? I just moved here in August and working at Chatham Middle School. It's nice to be. I used to work at Bard, that was a student. Environmental educator before becoming a teacher and really into trees and
wonderful.
Educating people about the natural world.
Perfect.
Street trees are cool.
The right stuff.
Yeah.
Where do you live in town?
It's really familiar. Probably
you've been to the same meetings.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Before?
Where do you live in town?
Oh, State Street, 300 block.
Mm-hmm. 200 block.
So, neighbor.
So I know what would be happening.
Yeah, that's right.
What, spreading?
Too many people from the first ward.
Oh, okay. What am I, fourth? We're on the edge.
Yeah, we're fourth or second. Yeah. Fourth, probably, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Great.
Okay. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right, thanks everybody.